It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me today, Lauren Martin. She's the executive director of the Maha Music Festival and Big Omaha. And Nick Bartholomew. He is the creator of Dandelion Pop-Up and a 2018 Big Omaha speaker. They're both in studio right now, live and local, to discuss Big Omaha and the Maha Music Festival. I welcome you both here today. Great to have you here. And please feel free to say something.
Thanks.
It's okay.
Thank you. Hi.
They were going to conduct the interview in mime, but we've gone ahead and decided to speak for it. Lauren, let me start with you. You're the executive director of the Maha Music Festival in Big Omaha. If you can recap for us, what is the Big Omaha?
Yeah, Big Omaha is a creative conference that inspires innovation and entrepreneurship. And it takes place, it's our 10th anniversary, happening this Friday, August 17th. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Omaha Design Center.
Well, it sounds like a great place to have it. And this must be one of your entrepreneurs right here, one of the forward-thinking business people. Nick, if you can step up. What is your role in Big Omaha?
This year, I will be helping with the lunch portion of the Big Omaha Conference. And it's my first time doing so. I've always wanted to. And so we're thrilled and honored to be able to do that with four other great restaurants. And then I will also have a speaking role right before that lunch.
What restaurant is yours?
So I own Over Easy out in West Omaha. Then we opened the Market House down on 11th and Howard that burned down in the M's Pub. So-called fire. And then now we have opened Dandelion on 13th and Howard on the corner. There, what used to be called the Chamber of Commerce Courtyard. It was a standalone kiosk for a number of years that was never utilized. And then we turned it into a weekly rotating chef pop-up, which allows a chef to come in and do whatever type of menu that he perceives as valuable to the community, something he's always wanted to try, any of those types of things, and really push the evolution of Omaha food forward was our goal.
Very interesting. So how do you recruit these chefs, and how often do they get to perform their wares, if you will, at this pop-up?
Yeah, so we're in our third year now, and so we have chefs like Dario, for example, from Dundee, who has done all 3 years with us. And then there's chefs that are still on a waiting list that are trying to get on. It's a really tight algorithm how we choose our chefs. I basically pick up the phone and I call them. And so,
wow, you've got it down to a science.
Thank you. Yeah, and so, I mean, the truth is our community is so like-minded, I guess, and really perceives value in the same things like a Dandelion, that most of them are more than eager to help and to be a part of it. And they get to bring down really whatever they like to represent themselves, their restaurants, a new concept, maybe incubate an idea. Any of those types of things happen at Dandelion every Friday.
So it's every Friday. What are the hours for that?
So they're lunchtime hours, and those hours go from 11 to 2 p.m., 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Approximately speaking, how many people on the average do you have served down there?
So it's gotten exponentially larger over the years, you know, and right now we're telling the chefs to anticipate about 200 guests. And sometimes what we'll say is if a chef's doing a sandwich that day, average, you know, a sandwich and a half per person. And so then that kind of, you know, some people get one, some people get two, but all in all, we're experiencing about 200 people per day, and the line grows longer and longer each week.
Fascinating. For the Big Omaha, I'm not asking you to do your speech here now because we wouldn't have the time for it. But generally speaking, what are you going to talk about? What are you trying to help folks with?
So, you know, something that started out as, you know, somewhat selfish for me wanting to have these relationships with all the chefs in Omaha in case I needed them turned into something that was collaborative. Turned into something that no chef wanted to be the guy who did worse than his predecessor. And so we really think that that's an idea that can expand any industry, that can really help any level of business, science, art, any of those types of things where everybody gets writer's block in a sense. And so how can we help each other get over that hump and create together and really push a quality of life forward?
Outstanding. Lauren, who are some of the other speakers that we can anticipate at Big Omaha this weekend?
Sure. Among NIC, we've got some other local innovators, and then we've brought in a few people from around the country, including Jonathan Baudin, who's one of the co-founders of Tinder, the swipe right dating app. Elizabeth Gore, who is a co-founder of Alice, which is a platform to really support specifically female and minority entrepreneurs. We have a handful of others, including Amanda Slavin with Catalyst Creative. It's really a full day of inspiration and encouraging people to really kind of connect with one another, like what Nick was saying, and get out in the community and inspire.
If people were interested in discovering some information about tickets and how to attend, where would they go?
They can go to BigOmaha.com.
BigOmaha.com, not bad. As a side note here, as we're winding down the last few seconds, the Maha Music Festival coming up as well. What are the dates on that?
It's actually the same day as Big Omaha. Starts in the evening right after 5 to midnight, and then goes from Saturday noon, goes through Saturday, noon to midnight.
Outstanding. You've got some great bands there as well. Thank you both for coming here. Morning Edition continues right now.